We are talking to the new artistic director of the WA Youth Theatre Company. For 7 years, that person has been James Berlin, but it is time for him to have a rest. And we are welcoming Amelia Burke to the creative helm of Waitco. Amelia, welcome.
Hello, thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
It's so nice to meet you. We've just been having a bit of a chat comparing, not comparing in like a bad way, just sharing thoughts about NUM and Bulu, and have reached the conclusion that it's all about people. You obviously know people here because you studied here and worked here for a time. How does it feel being back in that kind of circle of performers and theatre makers here?
Yeah, it does feel familiar. There are lots of people who have stuck around and continued forging inspiring, exciting careers. So it's wonderful to have a little bit of that familiarity and to see where these different arts companies, where these different artists are in their practice at the moment, and also to see a new generation coming through. I went to Opera, and there's a group of performance making students who I haven't even met yet. But I've seen their shows starting to be rehearsed for the Blue Room, and also I've reconnected with some members of Waitco who were much younger when I was back with the company. So I feel like in a few different areas, it really does feel a little bit like a homecoming.
At least a familiar kind of place to land, because, you know, you've been doing some amazing things. You have, particularly for La Mama and the Victorian Seniors Festival, you created this like beautiful intergenerational performance work called Meet My Grandies. Tell me about that. What was that about?
Well, I have always had a very close relationship with my grandparents, and from a very young age, I noticed that in society we often shut away the seniors in our lives, and that always saddened me, because I understood on some even from that young age at some level that there was so much that we could gain from listening to the stories of people that are older than us, and from trying to bridge the gap between generations. And so as someone that grew up to become a theatre maker, I have always wanted to make a show that celebrates the relationships that we can have with important seniors in our lives. And so this show was the culmination of that. And I was lucky to work with a really young, with a young cast. And we began with a series of questions. And then they went out and they asked their grandparents all of these questions. And then those verbatim interviews became the basis of our script. And those young people also were reflecting on stage about the difference in generations and what kind of world we want to have going forward. So it was a really special experience for me to finally realise that idea in a show, and also hear even more stories about people and their grandparents.
Is that something that you want to bring to Waitco, this kind of intergenerational idea of not only platforming the voices of young people, but also giving young people an opportunity to work with different generations of performance makers?
That's right. Yes, we are in the middle of planning the 2024 season.
You just like your face just went like excited and kind of cheeky, like she's on to me. I can't let too much information slip.
Yes, well, you could say that that idea is close to my heart. and I would love to see it explored again with more young people and as I mentioned, yeah, the important seniors in their lives. So stay tuned.
Excellent. Oh, intrigue. You've also said that one of the themes that you want to explore is the theme of responsibility. I kind of understand where you're coming from on that. But then I also think about this kind of unbearable weight that young people seem to carry with them these days. How do you explore a theme of responsibility while also kind of negotiating that weight and that weight of expectation, that weight of future potential disaster?
That's right. I think you've totally articulated for me, I guess, what I want to look at when it comes to the idea of responsibility, because that is the other side of the coin, and that's very much worth where that's also what I want to hear about from the young people, because I know, because I've had it told to myself, and I've also heard from some of the young actors that I've worked with that, yeah, they do feel this weight that it's up to them to change the world. But they're just, in a lot of cases, you know, they are just young people. You know, they're 12, they're 13, they're younger than that. Like, that is not a job that should be up to them. And so,
and yes. There's this lovely line in Seven Sisters last year, or this year at Perth Festival, where one of the young people stood up and kind of said, well, you know, people are always saying that we are the future, but you're the future as well. What you do now is our future.
Exactly. Yeah, that is entirely what I'm interested in, kind of exploring more and giving or creating a space for young people to articulate. Because, yes, we do have the capacity to be change makers, even from a young age. However, you know, the other side of that is that, yeah, is that weight. So I think they're both really important to talk about.
I feel like you have a massive job. I feel like if anyone can do it, you can do it. It sounds very exciting, and I think that the young people who are part of Waitco are going to be in for some exciting times ahead. When you look at your role as artistic director, it's not just kind of you sitting in an office, having big thoughts, kind of telling people what it is that you want them to do. Your role's quite hands-on as well, isn't it?
Definitely. So a part of Waitco is also our training program, in addition to the productions that we present. So within that training program, we have various ensembles, and those ensembles are students or young people between the ages of 13 and 26. So though the purpose of those ensemble programs is all about actor training, devising training, and it's a really skills-oriented program. So as the artistic director, I will be leading usually about half of those sessions, and then we have visiting artists that also come in. So that's one way that I'm hands-on, in addition to, you know, conceptualizing our productions. And yeah, in another way, I feel like I was talking to a friend about this the other day. It's like as an artistic director, you are directing shows, you're leading training programs, but you're also thinking about the working culture of the organization and, you know, what are we going to be known for in terms of the way that we work, not just what we produce or present. Yeah.
Waitco, or WAU Theatre Company, brand new artistic director, only been in the job for 10 days now, Amelia Burke. Thank you so much for making the time in those 10 days to come in and speak to us here on Artbeat.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.